today. Welcome back to another edition of Crash. Are you ready? Today we are pleased to welcome actress Penny Perkins, who played the role of Cynthia Porter in the movie Uncivil Liberties, the sales of which are skyrocketing despite the Fair and Balanced gang's attempts to give it the silent treatment. Penny, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, George. Happy to be here.
All right. Now, if you go to the guest list Thursday, February 7th, you'll see a link over to the uncivilliberties.com website. And Penny, could you tell us about your background before you engaged in this movie?
Sure. I've been mostly a writer most of my career. And probably about 5 or 7 years ago, I got very interested in screenwriting and in making independent movies and short films. And I got connected with a local group here. I live in upstate New York, and there is a group of filmmakers here that meet and exchange ideas and resources. And when I got involved with that nonprofit group, it really sort of spurred on my ability and my interest in filmmaking. I met a lot of people who could, help me and guide me in that process, and that's where I had the pleasure of first meeting Tom Mercer, who, as you know, I think he's already been on your show, was the writer and the director of the movie.
Yes, and now, what were you doing prior to the movie itself?
Well, we,
in other words,
you mean as
you
a,
were an educator, etc.
Currently, I'm an educator. I teach at a local college. But at that time, I was in the middle of my marketing career. I've been a communications professional for 20 years in various capacities, both with nonprofits and with corporate corporations.
All right. Now, portrayed, and indeed, you were actively engaged in shaping the character of Cynthia Porter on the movie. Did you change in any way? In other words, as you found out more and more about the alternative news media, and maybe found out some things about the current situation in the political arena that you might not have been aware of before.
Yeah, those are both great questions. In terms of shaping the character, it was great to again work with Tom Mercer. He's a very collaborative filmmaker, and he allows his actors to bring ideas to make the characters more three dimensional and add the story to it. So Tom was very open to my ideas about Cynthia and her background and who this person might be, who would be interested in helping the government track its own citizens. And then in terms of the other question about my knowledge of those things, for 3 years in the late 90s, I was the alternative media specialist for About.com. And so I wrote a column every week for 3 years and tried to introduce the wider public to all of the alternative media sources that are out there. So this film and the theme of it was right in a line with a lot of thoughts that I've had for a long time.
Oh, that's very interesting. In other words, prior to making the movie, you were very well aware of what was going on behind the scenes.
I was certainly more aware than most people are, I think. But having said that, then getting involved with the movie and really going into, you know, finding, you know, people who are out there educating the public like you are and a lot of the other, you know, producers and personalities on the GCN network, I also then discovered a whole other layer of political and websites that, you know, weren't as well known to me before in my days with About.com.
It was a real treat interviewing Tony Gracchi on this program earlier, and he said that in preparation for portraying his character, he had thought that these militia groups, for example, were just wild-eyed nutcases prior to investigating the loss of constitutional liberties, and then he became more aware of just exactly what was motivating them.
Yeah, absolutely. Tony's a great guy. He's a fun character too. But I would totally agree with that. I mean, and I think, you know, as you know, and your audience probably knows, you know, the mainstream media does its best to depict any kind of dissent, you know, from the left or from the right, as a bunch of nutcases. And it really, in that sense, sort of squashes the diversity of voices and opinions that actually do exist in this country. And so, absolutely, by investigating this a little more and really understanding how the government was really basically, you know, funding and conducting an all-out assault on civil liberties, you know, we all learned from each other and we also shared resources and knowledge, you know, as we were making the film, because we wanted to also have the film itself have as much reality to it and a sense of authenticity as it could, and not just be another sort of two-dimensional treatment of this of these topics, you know, the way the mainstream media typically handles these things.
Well, the film certainly achieved that objective, in my opinion. And portraying anybody who takes the Constitution seriously is what being fair and balanced is all about.
Absolutely. We have to reclaim that phrase for you know, for those of us who actually want to be fair and balanced.
There you have it. We're coming up to a break here shortly, but in any case, we'll continue to bring you the best on GCN. We report and you decide. We have a movie which is just absolutely skyrocketing in sales, a lot of which is by word of mouth. What was your experience initially when the movie initially came out? Were you surprised at how quickly the movie took off?
You know, sort of yes and no. Locally we had a premiere of it at a local theater again here in Albany, New York, and there was really a lot of outpouring support for it. You know, and I think that was mostly because, you know, it's a local effort and a lot of people were in the film and helped to make it. So in that sense, I would expect, you know, that it would have a favorable reception. However, I have been more surprised that it, that again, through this word of mouth, you know, that the word has spread, you know, sort of across the country. And that's been very gratifying and, as you say, you know, happily surprising.
Well, this is an index of just exactly how aware a portion of the people are becoming, and have your sales spread through dissemination of information on the internet or YouTube?
Absolutely. You know, the internet is a great vehicle for the whole word of mouth process.
Free exchange of ideas, and boy, don't the powers that be hate that internet. We'll be back after the break with Penny.
We'll be right back. whole country's on a bus with a crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD.
I have always kept the interests of my country first and foremost. And I always will.
UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
In this corner, the vicious digestive overload, featuring bloating, gas, and constipation. And in this corner, the popular formula for better bathroom habits, Dr. Ritter's Aloe Cleanse. And the fight is underway. I have to say, Pat, digestive overload looks much bigger than usual in tonight's match.
It makes sense. Toxic matter builds up in our bodies from the foods we eat. No wonder we get so sick and tired.
Oh! Did you see that? Aloe Cleanse knocks digestive overload out.
Well, Aloe Cleanse is natural. It flushes the entire system smoothly. Digestive overload didn't have a chance.
The winner by a knockout, Aloe Cleanse.
Don't lose the fight against digestive overload. Cleanse the body to remove the buildup of toxins. Try Dr. Ritter's Aloe Cleanse risk-free and get a free gift with every order. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. You'll look, Trevor, feel better, and have more energy. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Crash, Are You Ready? We have on the line with us today actress Penny Perkins, who played the role of Cynthia Porter in the movie Uncivil Liberties. the sales of which are skyrocketing despite the Fair and Balanced gang's attempts to give it the silent treatment. And, okay, this the rest of this interview should be much easier, Penny, because there was an incredibly strong echo, and I apologize for the first part of the interview was a bit difficult because I was hearing my own voice on a rather loud echo. I remember several years, about the year 2000. Now, this is just an example of how sometimes a really, really good movie comes out and it's a tough road to hoe because you're dealing with a controversial topic. I remember there was a movie called One Man's Hero with Tom Berenger, and that was about the San Patricio Battalion who fought during the Mexican-American War on the side of Mexico, and gave the movie gave a lot of the reasons why they fought. And this movie was very well acted, had some very well-known actors and actresses in it. Superb movie. But then somebody in the media decided that it was possibly revealing too much of the truth for the causes of the outbreak of the Mexican-American War, and they basically spiked it. They released it, I think, only in about six theaters around the country, and to this day, that movie, in as far as the mainstream media is concerned, is not, unless you already know about it and order it, you might never even hear about it. So you certainly, you and Tom and Tony have a tough road to hoe, but again, by word of mouth, the sales are increasing dramatically, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have all of you on this program, because we certainly appreciate what you're doing.
Sure, and it's interesting, in the movie that you just mentioned, you know, in that case, you know, the Americans are the bad guys. So it doesn't, although I'm not that familiar with the movie, it doesn't surprise me that it was sort of squashed and stonewalled. because, you know, typically mainstream media doesn't like to show the truth about that. You know, where it is that our country has done, actions that are, you know, really immoral or amoral or just downright criminal.
And the movie was very, it paid a lot of attention to historical detail. Basically, it was pretty accurate. And maybe that's exactly why they didn't want to give it a lot of publicity.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, George, you know what we were talking about before about the Internet and how important that has been?
Yes.
If you don't mind, if I just had a couple more thoughts about that. That, the Internet and its ability to reach all kinds of audiences, particularly, you know, audiences that have an interest in a particular subject or idea or politic or policy, it just has opened the door wide open to independent media. And it allows us to reach, you know, virtual communities. And it also allows a movie like Uncivil Liberties to, you know, to find and to cultivate an audience so that it, you know, basically has a longer shelf life. It doesn't have to be a big box office smash for a summer weekend. It's really something that can, sort of grow and find its audience by word of mouth and by shows like yours and through the website that the movie has. It's just an incredible, incredible tool to help disseminate alternative views and information.
I agree with you 100%, and of course the powers that be are lobbying desperately to put filtering or choke points on the freely available information on the Internet. And, let's face it, 95% of the public is basically a herd animal. They will just believe anything that they're told by the mass media. But the incredible advantage that we have now is that for those 5% the 5% that can still think, they can go onto the Internet, they can do independent research, and they can come across movies like yours. That's the difference, and I'm very encouraged by it.
That's right, and it also creates this sort of two-way medium, this two-way street. So not only is it just the mainstream media, you know, shouting out their message going one way, we have the Internet and, you know, radio shows like yours and podcasts and websites that can then shout back. So it's not just a what is it, the phrase, a one-horse town anymore? They're running back and forth.
They ain't the only game in town.
That's right. That's right.
Tell us. We're going into a break here shortly, but tell us about your. You were into alternative media long before you did the movie. What kind of things were you doing for alternative awareness?
At that time, before the movie, it was mostly the column that I had, where I would. Really take mainstream topical news that was happening. Say, you know, at that time, big tobacco was when I was doing this was a big issue, and I would go and I would find sources in alternative media that would give a different perspective than you would normally get. And so, you know, that kind of case about the tobacco industry bringing the toxin, knowingly bringing toxins and chemicals. I mean, that was known a long time in the alternative media before it ever broke and became, you know, a congressional concern. So I was doing that. I've also, like I said, I have a big interest in education, and I have for a long time been teaching screenwriting classes to high school students, to middle school students, and also production classes in digital technologies, such as, you know, digital video, and editing and podcasting more recently. And now I'm teaching at a college, Russell Sage College in Troy, New York, and I'm bringing those same sorts of skills to the students there. And also the whole idea of media literacy and media criticism and awareness to help the students now realize that there is a universe of opinion out there, and they don't just have to get their news from two or three newspapers and two or three TV channels.
Oh, exactly. And, of course, the use of language, they, I guess in NLP, neuro-linguistic program, they call it reframing. The mass media does this all the time, and they use language which you think, a lot of people think that they're reading something objective, but in fact they are being led by the nose simply by the choice of words, lies of commission, lies of omission, et cetera, et cetera.
Absolutely. One of my favorite exercises is to just take an article from the New York Times or some other well-known paper and just have them deconstructed using typical critical thinking tools. You know, what's the claim here? What's the argument? How's it being supported? Who do they quote? Who do they not quote? And students really quickly, when they take that kind of analysis to a newspaper article, they start to see very quickly the biases and the assumptions that are written in.
So unlike a lot of the schools today, you're teaching the students how to think rather than what to think.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. And get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Go to RonPaulStuff.com today and show your support for Ron Paul. Get the latest and greatest Ron Paul promotional gear to help spread the message. RonPaulStuff.com carries over 9 different hard-hitting 100% cotton t-shirts and 4 different designs of Ron Paul sweatshirts to help keep you warm during the winter months. Show your support with wristbands or buttons. Tastefully decorate your car and help promote Ron Paul's message of freedom and hope for America with bumper stickers and 24 kinds of brand new vinyl window decals. RonPaulStuff.com has what you need and offers the most competitive prices on online. RonPaulStuff.com ships within 24 hours of ordering, so you can rest assured you'll be able to show your support in no time at all. The mainstream media can bar and ignore Ron Paul, but they can't ignore the millions of supporters. So log on to RonPaulStuff.com today or call 941-993-3700. That's 941-993-3700. And let's take America back.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Sharif also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
We're back with actress Penny Perkins. And Penny, before we went into the break, we were talking about your methodology in teaching your students, and what you're doing is encouraging them to take news articles in the mass media and pick them apart, dissect them in terms of language and facts that they omit and partial truths and so forth, and just basically to become teaching them to become critical thinkers when they read a piece of news. And this is what education in our country used to be. Mm-hmm. The purpose of education used to be to teach students how to think and rather than what to think.
Mm-hmm. And I think that I'm sure a lot of places do that still, but I think it's easier for most people to learn facts than to learn processes for how to analyze the credibility of facts. And that's probably just basic laziness of human beings, which we can always count on for something. But, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Just to give one example of, to the listeners about how they manipulate the use of language, what they will do is when they report something that is designed to confuse the mind of Joe Sixpack, they will say that a certain political figure was they will use the language associated in Joe Sixpack's mind of a common criminal. They'll say this political figure was arrested and taken into custody as if he were some kind of common criminal. And then on the other hand, if there's somebody they want to promote and they're a military or a political figure, they will use the language associated with a common crime victim. They will say that those individuals were kidnapped or abducted instead of captured. Instead of using neutral terms like captured. So that's just one simple example.
Absolutely. And I think that idea of, believing that people have the right and the ability to do their own critical analysis, I think that was central to the idea that, Tom tried to put forth in the movie, which was essentially that, this is a complicated issue, and these two different sides, the sides of the government trying to surveil its own citizenship, and the side of, people who don't like that or against it and want to protect civil liberties, they're not just black and white sides, but there's a whole lot of gray in between. And that's one of the things why I was proud to be associated with the movie, is that everybody's gray, Cynthia, she has her own past that she comes to realize. At first she's really proud of what she's doing, and she's, really happy to help the government on this task, which she thinks is all about protecting security. But she realizes over time that she's basically has helped unleash a Pandora's box. And so she's culpable, but at the same time gets an education of what her activities, how it really harms people. And the same thing for the militia. You don't see them as, I hope people don't see them as two-dimensional characters, but as really, life and blood people who come to their decision to react and revolt against the government, based on a variety of reasons and from a lot of different perspectives. So we tried to make things complicated and show that there are a lot of things to consider in all of these issues that are on the table here.
Well, in the real world, these issues are complicated, and that's one of the wonderful points about the movie, is that instead of trying to jam some political agenda down people's throat, it simply raises the issues, and it lets the public determine for themselves how they want to react to those issues. But the movie brings out the issues brilliantly. My uncle was a very prominent trial attorney, and he said to me when I was a child, George, you never tell the jury what to think. You simply bring the facts out, and then you assume that the jury is intelligent enough to make its own decisions.
That's great. He comes to host on GCN, because that's your tagline too, right? We present, you decide.
Yeah, well, you might call us Foxhound News because, in one sense, because it's the foxhound that harries the fox. So we're gonna turn the heat up and just keep cranking out the truth here. Now we come to the really fun part of the interview, because you're teaching young actors and actresses to be. I'll betcha there are a lot of listeners listening to this program right now who are aspiring to be actors and actresses that are patriotic, and they're asking themselves, there's so much disinformation in the mass media. What can we do? What advice would you give to these people?
Well, I'd say, I can talk about my path more most passionately, is that the way that I came into acting was really through writing. And I see out there, while there are, many movies and books that I admire and that also, try to tackle these issues in complicated ways, and sometimes even mainstream movies, for instance, Babylon or In the Valley of Elah, which were both recent movies to come out. I approach this from the perspective of a writer. I don't think that there are enough of these stories. So if I were an aspiring actor or actress and I wanted to, really be associated with stories that could help change the world and bring truth to the world and, make this a more just and fair society and global community, boy, I would write those stories myself, and then I would cast myself as the lead. You know, I think there is a crisis of good storytelling and good dramatic stories about very serious issues, and that there's not a dearth of actors and actresses. So, I would encourage people to write their own stories, express their own ideas, and then to make sure that those stories get made by collaborating with other people who are like-minded.
In other words, write stories that actually involve the issues and acting rather than over-reliance on car chases and special effects.
Exactly. And, you know, again, I hope we accomplished this, but that was really what we tried to do in Uncivil Liberties as well, was to, you know, mostly when these issues are treated, they're treated in a nonfiction format. You know, there are many excellent documentaries, about the war in Iraq and about the assault on civil liberties and about possible 9/11 cover-ups. And, you know, there are a lot of excellent documentaries. But there are not a lot of excellent, entertaining, and interesting narrative or fictional treatments of these issues. And when they are,
exactly.
When there are treatments of these issues, they tend to be didactic or they tend to be kind of depressing. And, you know, our hope was to, you know, try to treat this in an entertaining way, but really acknowledge the seriousness of the issues and how it's affecting our society.
All right. Now, if there are aspiring actors and actresses to be aspiring writers, how would they, for example, if they wanted to join one of your classes and learn how to go about producing alternative films and write alternative scripts, what would be the best way for them to do that? Or, alternatively, what would be the best thing for them to pursue? How would they pursue this in their local communities? We'll take up that question after the break.
It seems like every time you fill up to the pump, gas prices have gone up again. Not only is it frustrating, it's costing you more money than ever before. Well, the solution is here, and it's called System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus increases horsepower, improves engine performance, and restores compression with one easy application. System 48 Plus even cleans the engine walls, saving you from costly repairs. It works with regular or synthetic motor oil and can even be used in diesel engines. System 48 Plus guarantees you will see a 2 to 4 mile per gallon increase, saving you fuel and money. Order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus with a special discounted price of $19.95 plus $5 shipping and handling. For a limited time, buy 4 cans of System 48 Plus and get a 5th absolutely free. Save your sanity. Save your money. The time is now. Order your System 48 Plus for only $19.95 by calling 866-527-8430. That's 866-527-8430. Or order online at system48.net today.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to ronpaulstickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to ronpaulstickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's 562-544-0507. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the New World religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We're back. I would urge all of my listeners that have not done so already to acquire a copy of the movie Uncivil Liberties. You can get the information on how to do that by going to the website uncivilliberties.com. That's UNCIVILLIBERTIES.com. And before we went into the break, we were talking with Penny about her advice would be on how young actors and actresses can get started with alternative patriotic films and writing, and either to join your classes or alternatively to join patriotically aware classes in the local community.
Well, I think the most important part is just trying to find like-minded people, because anything like acting or, whether for stage or for film or TV, it's such a collaborative, endeavor. You have to know other people. You have to learn from other people. You have to see it done. You know, I'd say a great way to do it is to find out what the resources are in your local community. Almost every community has, an art center that teaches acting workshops or acting classes, or a community theater where you can volunteer. You know, get on stage, get on set, see if there are any independent filmmakers in your area, volunteer for their projects. There are great books that you can read that can give you the ideas. You know, acting has been around, for at least 2,000 years, and, people have been writing about it all that time, is telling us how to do it well.
In your opinion, what books would be some of the best ones that you'd recommend right off the bat?
Well, for screenwriters, because that's really tradition I come from, there's the Sid Field Screenwriting 101, where he really sets out the whole structure of a screenplay. You know,
what's the name of that again, please?
Sid Field. It's S-Y-D Field, and it's called Screenwriting 101. And he's really the guru of structure, of you know, plot points and turning points, and you know, really telling you what needs to happen in a screenplay in order for it to be dramatically exciting. Another author that I love, and he also gives these great workshops around the country, is Robert McKee, M-C-K-E-E, and he has written a book called Story, and it's all about the craft of storytelling. And like I said, he gives an amazing, like, three-day workshop probably a couple of times a year in New York City and Los Angeles. And he has a website where you can go and look at that, McKeeStory.com. And
how do you spell that?
McKee, M-C-K-E-E, McKeeStory.com is his website. And
McKeeStory.com?
Uh-huh, Story, yeah.
Okay.
McKeeStory.com. And, you know, those are for screenwriting. And there are many, many books about acting techniques. Again, I'm not as familiar with those, but, you know, everybody from, you know, David Mamet to... some of the classics at the turn of the century about drama and acting techniques. And those, you could find those readily available in a bibliography about the best acting books. Yes.
All right. And I'll, the last few minutes, we'll open up for callers here. If you have questions for Penny, the number to call is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. If Penny, it's just incredible to me how you you were able to collectively put together this movie with a budget of only about $100,000, and make a successful movie with that kind of budget. And I'm sure in earlier, those that have not listened to our previous interviews on Civil Liberties might have thought, well, it's going to take millions of dollars, or there's no way I can do this, et cetera, et cetera. But you did it, and you did it with a budget which is doable for a lot of organizations.
Yeah, and actually, people can make, you know, good films and good stories for even less than that. I mean, the fact that we were able to get such high production value, you know, for the relatively, you know, low budget that we had is a lot of credit to, you know, Tom Mercer, the producer and the director of it. And Tony also, absolutely. You know, they're both very talented gentlemen. And they both, back to this, you know, how do you get started question, they both have incredibly wide and deep networks of contacts, people they know, people they've worked with, and they were able to call in favors and to get people interested in their project. Excuse me. You know, so it's really important that people, you know, create those sorts of networks for themselves if they are really serious about doing something in the entertainment industry.
All right. Now, what projects are you working on now, Penny? Are you writing new scripts, working on a new movie?
Yep. Actually, both of those things. I'm working with Tom again. I had such a great experience with him. He and I are working on a couple of new scripts, sort of in the philosophical science fiction, alternative spirituality vein. So we are working on some scripts like that, and we have some plans also. I've written some shorter scripts with another friend of mine, and we plan on filming those and make a couple of, like, 10 or 15-minute short films.
All right. Well, fantastic. Well, please let us know when those are about to be released, and we'll certainly love to have you back on the program and tell us about the subject matter and so forth. That sounds wonderful.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Could you give us a little teaser about what the plot is going to be about?
Well, sure. One of them is called the one that I'm working on with Tom. It's a feature length film, and it's called Messiah Machine, and it's basically this concept of what would happen if a computer with artificial intelligence that had sort of the same sort of intelligent capacity as a human brain, What if that computer also developed consciousness and the idea of spirituality in it? So there are a lot of films about computers, you know, sort of taking over the world, and, you know, it becomes this dystopian vision of things. But Tom and I wanted to approach it from a little more spiritually evolutionary perspective and say, hey, well, what if we created artificial intelligence and instead of trying to dominate the human species, it tries to elevate the human species?
That's a very intriguing concept, and we certainly are, in my opinion, in need of a level of raising of consciousness and elevation at this point.
That's right. We should take help from anywhere it comes from.
Now, I do assume that the computer will not butcher the English language like George Bush does.
No, I don't think anybody could butcher the English language the way he does.
Okay. Well, I remember that a while back he wanted to use the college or even high school level word dissemble, and in one of his speeches he said he was talking about people that disassemble, and then he went on to explain what disassemble means. He said, "No, that means people who don't tell the truth." So I'm hoping the computer will not. I'm hoping the computer will not disassemble.
No, it will not.
Okay. Once again, the movie is Uncivil Liberties, and I would urge all of my listeners to obtain a copy. It's Uncivil. Go to the website uncivilliberties.com, and you'll see a section there, cast and crew, uncivilliberties.com/cast crew, and you can read about the backgrounds of the principals of the movie, Thomas Mercer, Tony Grocki, and Penny Perkins. Penny, thank you so much for being on our program.
Oh, thank you, George, and thanks for being such a great advocate of independent media. It's really wonderful that you're doing that.
All right, thanks. Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.